Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There are 5.5 million jobs open in America, and it's time to get to work. At ExpressPros.com, you can apply for a new job today. Apply now at ExpressPros.com for skilled labor jobs like drivers, forklift operators, welders, and programmers, as well as administrative jobs, customer service, and accounting positions. Express also hires for positions in the medical industry, such as billing, coding, data entry, and record keeping. Each Express office is locally owned and operated and is invested in the success of their community. And 75% of the people who have a job are open to a new job or actively looking for a new job. With more than 770 Express locations, you'll find the nearest one at expresspros.com. There are no fees for job seekers, and with one application, you apply for a variety of top jobs in your community. Express takes pride in connecting the right people with the right company. Go to expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Okay, welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. You are going to be simply delighted with the next couple hours. Rebecca Rosen with us, international best-selling author, inspirational speaker, star of Lifetime's The Last Goodbye, known for her accessible style and stunningly accurate ability to connect with the departed, and her appeal and healing message led to repeated national media appearances. Rebecca regularly tours around the country as well, performing at sold-out live audiences, and here she is on Coast to Coast. Rebecca, it's good to have you on the program.
Hi, George. Thanks for having me.
This is something. How did you get into this? How did this happen? I would guess since you were a little girl.
Absolutely not. Actually, this happened to me. You know, I was 20 years old, and all of a sudden, one day, I'm talking to my dead grandmother. And, of course, I thought I was going crazy, because the first 20 years of my life, I had no idea I could do this. And so one day, my grandmother started communicating with me, and I heard it in my, it was in my mind's voice. And so I couldn't tell if it was, you know, me going crazy, making this up, or if it really was her. And she gave me this ongoing dialogue of all sorts of information. But bottom line is she came to me saying she was here to help me to help myself. When I was 10 years old, my grandmother killed herself, and she realized I was going through a very deep depression, and she wanted to help me. And so she gave me information nobody could know. So I called my dad. Sure enough, he validated it, and that's when I knew that I had this amazing ability, and that was 20 years ago.
And this ability, do you have the ability to summon the dead up, or do they come to you?
No, I do not summon them. I never go fishing in the Sea of the Dead. They come to me. And so I'm simply being aware and I'm listening. And then I've learned that they're coming to all of us. It's not just me. So I really firmly believe we all have a sixth sense intuition. We can all do this for ourselves. Some of us have a very strong intuitive ability, and we're able to do it for other people, such as myself.
Do you have to be in a state of mind for this? Do you have to be asleep? How does this happen for you?
Really, you have to be out of your mind. Honestly, it's so funny. I do my best work when I'm tired or...
Really?
Yeah. I think for all of us, the biggest thing is we constantly are trying to run things, control things. And it's when we surrender and we are still, when we make space. So that's why meditation is such an important tool to be able to get in touch with your intuition and to hear our loved ones who have passed on. You quiet the mind, and then you make space for them to come in and communicate with you.
Are you more psychically inclined? Are you more of a medium? How would you categorize yourself?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So I'm definitely a medium. That is my specialty. Psychic ability, again, we all have it. It's just like doctors, right? There's a lot of doctors. And when you go through training, you're going to be trained in the basics. But then you pick your specialty. Some people become oncologists or a pediatrician.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, I didn't choose at all. In fact, I recognized my strength lies in mediumship. And so a psychic is somebody who basically is connecting into somebody's energy. They're picking up on thought forms in that person's aura and reading them. But a medium takes it one step further, and they rely on deceased people or angels or higher guides to download information to and through the medium. So I absolutely, I focus on mediumship, and that's what I love to do.
Rebecca, do you ever channel them like Whoopi Goldberg did in the movie Ghost? I mean, do they jump in your body and then start talking?
Right. No. And actually, it almost would be great if they did, because it would make my job a lot easier. It's not that strong and direct. Honestly, it's very subtle. So for the first few years of doing this, I really doubted it. I honestly thought I was going crazy and making it up. And I kept telling the dead people, prove it, because there's no way. This is too subtle.
Mm-hmm.
But they proved it.
They proved it, right?
It. They, yeah. They proved it. Honestly, I mean, now 20 years later, it's a knowing. I know it's real. But they don't have bodies, right? So they're not that direct. They're impressing energy into the medium's mind and body through it's just thoughts and feelings. So it makes sense why so many of us doubt our connection.
Take us through the procedure when they talk through you, when they communicate to you. How does that happen?
That's a really good question. So, every spirit is different. And it's just like how everyone has a different personality in this world. And some spirits are awesome communicators, and other ones are not great. I mean, it's just like in life. Some people just are not articulate, and they don't know how to talk. And so it really depends on the spirit I'm working with. But a good spirit will impress me with a combination of clairs. And clairs are clairvoyance, which I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with, which
mm-hmm.
means it's clear seeing. It's your third eye. It's like you get thought forms in your mind. It's almost like daydreaming. So there's clairvoyance. There's clairaudience. It's impressions in your head where you're actually hearing an inner dialogue, and it comes in your mind's voice. Again, like I said, it would be amazing if they actually had voices and they were talking to me, because it would make my job so much easier, but they're not. And so they're impressing sounds. Sometimes it's phrases. Sometimes it's, you know, whatever it is, they're trying to get across a message through words. Clairsentience, that's a common one a lot of us get. It's clear feeling. And that is how we get the chills out of the blue, okay? Or we strongly wake up, like, just feel the presence of a departed loved one, and we cannot shake it. That's them trying to say, hey, I'm here, feel me. And then the last common clair is claircognizance, which is, it's clear knowing. It's kind of like it's thought forms plopped into your consciousness, and out of the blue, you just know something, and you cannot explain how you know it.
When they come to you and talk to you, do you know who they are?
No, and so that's the other complicated piece. So I always tell my clients or audiences, I say, look, I know what I know, and I know how the dead talk to me. I know my sign language, so to speak, but none of it makes any sense to me. I don't know who it is. I don't know what it means, but hopefully you do. And so these dead people, they're coming to me because they see I'm open, receptive, and I'm available to be their messenger.
Right. You're the mouthpiece for them.
I am. And I'm honored, but unless I have somebody sitting in front of me, I can't help them. So sometimes dead people will come to me in the middle of the night, and I'm like, hey, time out. Like, I don't know who you are, and I want to help you, but come back when I'm in front of your loved one, maybe tomorrow when I'm working. And so usually they honor that, and they come back. And sure enough, I kept hearing Bill, Bill, Bill. Well, you know, 10 hours later, I'm sitting with a client. I'm like, is Bill your father? Yes, he is. And so Bill came about 5 hours early. So that's very common for that to happen.
Do you ever feel as if they're pestering you? I mean, what do you do if you're trying to sleep and they just keep bombarding you?
I know. You know, the truth is, I'm a good sport about it. I love my dead people. I'm so grateful I have this gift, and I want to help them. But, yeah, you know, there's times where, look, I'm a human being. I have a very full life, and sometimes I need them to go away. And so I kindly, nicely tell them, you know, there's times I have boundaries. I'm very clear on my boundaries, and they know it. It's funny. They really do respect our boundaries, and that goes with anybody. It's not just me. Again, I have a lot of clients who tell me, you know, their kids are seeing or feeling ghosts in their rooms at night, and I tell them, look, set boundaries. The living are always more powerful than the dead. So if we set intention and set boundaries, we absolutely can control which departed loved ones we let in and at what time.
The title of your new book, What the Dead Have Taught Me About Living Well. Tell me about the title.
You know, so my publisher actually picked the title.
They always do. They do that with me, too.
It's not funny. So in my past two books, I actually got to pick the titles. This one, they picked it, and I trusted. This is a great title. And this is what it needs to be. Because you know what it is? It's very direct. It's telling readers exactly what they're getting. And the truth is, if I were to sum up this book, that's exactly what it is. It's the important nuggets that I have learned along the way that, you know, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And so it goes through chapter by chapter different sections of our life, from relationships to health to money, children, and so forth. And that is basically all the gems of what the other side has taught me over the years.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.